Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics, from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
Is a 60-40 portfolio dead going forward? So, A, let's just give some insight for what 60-40 portfolio is. That historically has been deemed as a pretty safe way to invest, moderate portfolio, which consists of 60% in equities, which is stocks, and 40% in bonds. So if you have $100,000, $60,000 would be in stock portfolio, $40,000 would be in a bond portfolio. And it was, now has been for a long period of time, thought to be, you know, a moderate way to grow wealth over the course of time, not being too aggressive and not being too conservative either, kind of playing middle of the road. That is something that a lot of 401ks have. If you look at like a moderate portfolio inside of a 401k, it's usually probably a 60-40 makeup, as opposed to an aggressive portfolio, which is probably an 80-20 makeup, or a conservative portfolio, which is probably a 20-80 makeup, right? So that's just some information if you're just wondering what that means. And I'm sure a lot of people have looked at their 401ks or 529 plans, or they've seen different modules where it's aggressive, moderately aggressive, moderate, moderately conservative, and then conservative, right? So now you have some kind of level of background understanding of what that means. So what are your thoughts on a 60-40 portfolio, Ian?
I wouldn't say that it's dead, but I think one thing that we have to focus on, please write this down, the price in which you buy the asset is more important than ever. So things that historically have worked incredibly well, like if you look at the bond market, you go to TOT, that's the ticker. Like once we got to maybe 132.57, if I was a new client of that portfolio, that would be a time to stop buying bonds. Like the bonds, of course, shot up like crazy during 2020. It fell apart. Of course, we didn't expect a drawdown, but that's why I always say, look at the historical numbers. If you go back to 2004, the low is at $80.51. It's currently at 104.26. I don't know if we'll go back that low, but once we almost have hit 90%, 80% value in any asset, you can't buy it there. What COVID has proven, the recession that we're in now that they won't announce, is that discipline to right price action, and technicals matter more than ever. Historically, of course, people thought like a 60-40 portfolio would never lose. And then whenever you invest in something, all hell seems to break loose. You have to be mindful and watch for the prices in which you get in. And that's why I'm very particular about the prices I want to buy things. Because has anyone ever bought a stock and someone told you that it was amazing, and then you bought it close to highs, and then it fell 30, 40%, 20%? The price in which you acquire these assets are still important regardless. So whether it's an index fund, bond, Apple, Microsoft, any equity, you have to buy it at the right price. So it's not there, but when we get into these, it's really important.
I guess I'll ask you guys, and that's one of the things we used to talk about, is like being aggressive when you're young and obviously more conservative as you get older. So do you think there's an ageism inside of that 60-40 rule, right? Like, is that something that the 30-year-old, I guess the millennials, should be looking at and saying, all right, this is a golden rule, this is a safe play at this age, or should it be more aggressive?
Yeah. Well, first, 5,000 people on YouTube, hit the like button. That's extremely important. to hit the like button. Let's start there before we go any further. Let's just start there. Hit the like button and share. Now, as far as age, of course, rule of thumb is that you should be more aggressive when you're younger, and more conservative when you get older. That's because you're going to have more time to make up. So like if you're invested in the stock market now, obviously it was a bad year last year, and let's say your portfolio went down 40%, right? It's bad, but it's not the end of the world. If you're 25, if you're 30 years old, you know, it's not the end of the world, right? You still got a long time to actually work and produce income. You still got a long time before you get to the retirement age. So you never want to lose money, but it's not like you're going to, if you're 75, now the average life expectancy is what, 82 years old, right? So now you got 7 years to live. So if you lose half of your money at 75, now that's a crisis, right? Now you might have to go back to work and working at Walmart. Like, so of course you should each decade, right? You should reevaluate your portfolio and probably become a little bit more conservative. But another thing is that people are living a lot longer these days So it's like traditionally it's like, okay, as soon as you retire, just become extremely conservative. But let's say you retire at 60, you might live to 85. Now you got another 25, almost 30 years of life left, right? So you still have to have some, I think, stocks in your portfolio because you still want to beat inflation. Mm. So you just can't afford just to just ride it out because now with inflation, and then when you're taking money from your account, the worst thing that you can do in a retirement account is outlive your money. Like you don't want to have to be in a situation where you have no more money left, right? Yes. Like right. Write this down. You want your money to outlive you. You never want to outlive your money. That's the worst thing that can happen. If you saved your whole entire life and now you're 80 years old and you like have 20,000 left, now you're in a tough spot. So the only way to really hedge that is to, you have to figure out how much money you can afford to take out every year. Most people think it's around 4 to 5% of your actual portfolio. But you also have to be invested intelligently. And I think that has to have some level of stocks in it. Now, it doesn't have to be aggressive stocks, right? Just what we're talking about, index funds, different things. You don't have to put all your money in Tesla, but you have to have some level of equity exposure. And we're talking about equities. Absolutely. That's another name for stocks. You have to have some level of stock exposure because your account still has to go up over the course of time.
Also, too, in a bond market, when a bond market is negative, it is usually a sign of a recession. If you look at 2007, the top of the market was $95.12. It fell to $81.42. 2007 led to the crash. I'm looking at the ticker TOT. If you're new to bonds, a price that I like is $88.82 for that particular asset. That would be a price I would look to add it to my portfolio. And I'm going to stress it again, the price. So whether it's real estate, cars, multifamily, businesses, the prices in which you choose to pay for the asset does have a tremendous effect. Because like if you got into bonds in 2019, let's say the top at 143 went to 179 the next year, but it fell back to 104. So if your equities, your stocks are down and your bond portfolio is down, it's trouble. Only trust your own judgment. And I hope that I've given you guys enough resources to be able to do this assessment on your own. But most traditional portfolios don't work at scale for most people. Please be mindful. Only you are going to care about your money intently. And I've said this in 2020, 2021, when the market was falling apart, did your advisor call you? For 95% of people, the answer was no.
Yeah. I think this gives context, right? So like that explanation Shai just gave and what you just said, it gives context. Because you could tell people to invest early and invest often, but if there's no context around it, you don't really grasp it. And like when you explain it in that term, like, yo, you can be aggressive. Because like if you do this right in a 10-year span, let's say you start at 21 and there are some off years, like you might have had last year. But let's say in the next 7 years, the appreciation that you've gained on your portfolio grows by like 50, 60%. And you have average 7% up into your 50s, you're pretty well off, right? So like invest early, invest often. And this is the reason why, as you go get a little bit older, like you said, reevaluate every decade and say, all right, well, now I can get a little bit more conservative, right? We've had these great gains. Let's get a little bit more conservative because we're getting older.
Two tech, two index, no stress. Would you rather have LeBron James or Jeremy Lin? Jeremy Lin went crazy for that 135 game stretch. Like whenever a company is producing returns like 40, 50%, the drawdown is usually equal. I would rather have a company that gives me 15, 20%, slow and steady. I know it's boring, but it's safe. Even if you look at Apple hired less in 2020 than Google, Meta, a lot of the tech competitors. And as a result, they have to lay off less people. Like I want slow and steady that will win the race. And we saw last night in the game with Mahomes, like the second half, they came out, they adjusted, and they just slowly chipped away at the Eagles' defense. Damn, I was wrong. I mean, I was right on the differential on the score, but you just have to slowly chip away at these victories and then put in more shares. So, like, you want to ultimately get to a place, 100 shares, then 1,000, then 10,000 is the ultimate goal that you want to have for freedom. But slow and steady will always win the race.
And shout out to Jeremy Lin. I know we say it like in comparison.
No, Jeremy Lin's actually a legend.
No, I mean, because we just sat down with an entrepreneur.
He's a legend.
Whose business was spawned because of Jeremy Lin.
What Jeremy Lin did, I never in life ever saw anything like this in history.
And you couldn't have expected it.
He was on Time magazine cover.
Yes.
I mean, he was playing for his life. That's the other part, too. Like, when you watch the doc, he's about to get waived. So to come out and perform, like, it's a great lesson of, like, will you show up and perform?
No Insanity was a real thing. If he was in New York City, you understand what No Insanity meant. That was a real thing.
Yeah.
Shout out to him.
Yeah.
Shout out to Lin Sanity. Somebody said, what do you think about fixed index annuities?
It depends on your age, how much capital you have in it, and the rate of return you're looking for. So if you're looking at for safety, sure. Absolutely. Like if you're older, absolutely. And of course, like once you get past like 40 or at 50, you're looking for safe investments anyway. Because imagine like if in 2020, your portfolio was bleeding down 30-40%. And I know some people that happened to in 08, like they drew down or their portfolio dropped 30% as they were going into retirement. You want safety as you're beginning to like exit and go into retirement. You don't want all of your capital being destroyed. But because of like economic calamity. So please, please, please be mindful. Another, once again, the most important indicator in the market is quantitative easing. So whenever the Fed begins to tell you we're going to raise rates or a recession is going to come, that's when you need to start to mark off how much capital you're going to need into retirement. There's always signals when a recession is going to come. I always say, if you turn on CNBC and everyone looks frightened, it's really bad. Everyone right now looks terrified. Shout out to Frank. Frank's the only one put a smile on his face. Everyone else looks terrified. Protect yourself at all costs. And I hope I've been able to help you guys somewhat navigate this crazy market. And if I made you money, please put yes in chat.
Yes. So a few things here. One, before we leave this talking point, because this is important for people to understand as well. When I was an advisor, I really fully understood this, that when you take money out, you never want to withdraw from a stock account in a down year, because then you magnify your losses, you double your losses. So it's like, if you can, this is why it's important to have multiple streams of income, but also multiple investment accounts. Some investment accounts are fixed. Some investment accounts are variable, which means it is going to vary depending on the market. But the worst thing that you can do is take money from a stock account when the account is down. Because like $100, right? If $100 goes to 50, that's a 50% loss. Mm-hmm. But for $50 to get back to 100, it has to have 100% increase. This is where math is actually important. So understanding the math on that, you know that defense is better than offense. Right? Mm-hmm. Defense is better than offense. So if you go from 100 to 75, well, that's bad. But then if you take $25 out, now you're compounding your loss even more. So now you got to, instead of the 75 going back to 100, mm-hmm. now you got to go from 50 to 100. So you're making it extremely harder on your portfolio when you take money out during a down market. This is extremely important mm-hmm. to keep in mind, especially for people that are in retirement. But if you don't have any other options to take money from, you have no choice but to take it from your retirement account when it's down. So
yeah.
and that's important to keep in mind.
Yeah, and we saw that in real life, right? With people invested in Tesla last year, it was at 360. It dropped down to 112. Yeah, it got up mm-hmm. to 100%. But you haven't recovered from the losses that you had from the decline. And so this is why you gotta, like Ian said, when you buy is vitally important. And so it's good to understand that. And again, give context, right? That the percentages on the way up are great, but the ones on the way down, you have to account for.
Yeah, you do.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. F*** a mic drop, bag drop.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.